All right. Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing tonight?
Blessed.
All right. Elohim Tov.
Kol Hazman.
Kol Hazman.
Elohim Tov.
God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Baruch Shemcha, Yeshua HaMashiach. So now, I want to thank Amber Rivas for this incredible gift she sent me. It's all in Hebrew. Well, not the letter. I got the letter here. She's showing me Shin for provision and all of this stuff. And I can't read the card right now, but I'm going to read it. But I wanted to thank...
What's her name?
Amber Rivas. She's from Connecticut. She's from... I don't know if she's from Hartford, because I have a friend in Hartford. But I don't know if she's
big insurance companies in Hartford, Connecticut. Yeah.
So praise God. And look what she sent me. I don't know if you can see that on camera. Can you see that? You know what that is?
What is that, Pastor?
Yivareka avishma, yayishmareka, yayeravaravaravileka.
Oh, that's nice.
Vechuneka, yiasei paravileka, yefei yasim lekai shalom.
That's
nice.
What's
on there, the benediction or the prayer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what's on there. In ancient Hebrew and in the new Hebrew. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right, let's get started here because we have a lot to go through. Tomorrow we're going to be on the board, Pastor Ben, not today.
All right.
But we will be on the board tomorrow for us to be a lot of teaching tomorrow. But tonight I want to start off by reading you something that the Lord gave me to write down. And so I'm going to read it to you. Before I do, man, Sunday's little...
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Small 10-minute message. I think Pastor Ben says that 209,000 views.
It was 209 about 30 minutes ago.
Now, let me tell you something, Pastor Ben. When you called me and said, hey, Pastor Sandy, I think you should say something about the coronavirus and let the people know what's going on. And you had mentioned it to me, so I didn't have anything in mind what I was going to say. I go and pray and ask the Lord, like, what do you want me to say? And he's like, tell the truth. Don't word it down. Tell them exactly what's going on. And because you know, and I really know, like, what's going on with that situation on a deep level. And I don't know if I could go through all of that stuff. Maybe one day I will be able to, but there's a lot going on in implementing that coronavirus in Japan and then trying to spread it throughout the whole world, and the whole hype from the media trying to make it, you know, like this big deal.
And yep,
it's not as big a deal. It's when I read the information, you'll realize that because and I wanted to say this, that the coronavirus, what they're talking about, people getting here, that's the cold. That's a cold. OK, so they just bring you in. You got a cold. They say you got the virus. Mm-hmm. Right. That's a cold. So, the coronavirus that they were giving them in Japan.
Mm-hmm. China.
In China. And did anybody pray me in, Pastor Man?
No.
No, okay. The coronavirus that they were giving them in Japan.
In China.
I keep saying Japan. In China, it was a poison. It collapsed their lungs, and it could happen at any time. If you see the people that collapsed from the coronavirus in China, it was like they could be just sitting somewhere and fall over and die. Or the police would be trying to take them to quarantine, and they would fall out and die.
Wow.
And, you know, so it was the vaccine that they were giving those people is completely different from what they're saying, we got the coronavirus here. You have the flu here.
Right.
You know, get some NyQuil or whatever and get some sleep and get over it, right? But what they were, I dare anybody to go and look at some of the photos, the videos of people who had the coronavirus in China, and watch them. They get sick, and the next minute they fall out and they're completely limp and they're dead. So whatever they were giving them was killing people over there. So that's not what we're getting. What we're getting is the hype from the media.
Yeah.
We, so many celebrities now got the
all of a sudden at the same time.
Yeah, I was going to rename it the celebrity virus. if one more celebrity gets the coronavirus, I'm going to just rename it the celebrity virus and just warn the celebrities to be careful.
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah, because they can promote it better and keep the hype going up a lot better.
Isn't that crazy?
Anyway, Ryan.
Sir.
Could you come in and pray for me, young man?
Amen.
And wear that cool hat, too. So people know. Is that Missouri?
The USS Missouri, yeah, the battleship.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We ask that your Holy Spirit would fill this place. You would open our eyes, open our ears to what you would want to say to us. Speak through Pastor Sandy tonight. May truth come from him tonight that comes from you. Anoint this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Someone just said 500 people in Italy died.
Yeah. In Italy?
In Italy, yeah.
I'm trying to explain to people that getting the virus is one thing. This is what President Trump is fighting here, the vaccine.
Oh.
You understand? It's not the virus. I'm trying to explain to people the symptoms is not the coronavirus.
Right.
But if you take the vaccine, which is what they're pushing there, they're pushing people to take the vaccine will kill you. Mm-hmm. It will collapse your lungs. That's what it's made for. It will collapse your lungs. But if you get the flu and then someone says you have the coronavirus, that's no reason for you to say, give me the vaccine, so as if it's going to be a cure. It's not a cure. It is the actual poison.
Amen.
Okay.
Pastor Sarah, someone said that Italy has 5G,
mm-hmm.
and Sarah said that 5G is what you said.
It's the exact thing, you know, and I've been saying it for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
If they turn on 5G in a concentrated area, almost everybody, if they put 5G just on this block area, everybody within a week or so will have flu symptoms.
Right.
Okay. And now you're going to come to the hospital, and if I have that poison vaccine waiting for you,
mm-hmm.
you're going to think I'm trying to help you to get better, and that's not what I'm trying to do.
Right.
And see, that's what Trump's trying to voice. Like, I don't need a whole testing center so you can drive up the numbers and then
right.
get a big panic, and now people want to take the vaccine, and then now we got deaths, and then now you accomplish what you wanted to accomplish.
Oh, my
big
goodness.
War going on right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, okay, I'm going to read the information so that we understand what's going on, because, you know, I have some breaking news, though.
Your microphone is off?
Is it off? Or is it on?
Can you hear?
I can hear it.
You can?
Yeah, okay.
Someone just said the mic was off.
Yeah?
It is.
No, Pastor Ben.
I didn't plug it in. Ay, ay, ay.
Okay, here's...
Lord help us. Thank God for our members. Now talk, Pastor. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Thank God for our members, man. Here's the breaking news. There's been weapons of mass destruction found at on Sesame Street. And they say they're being kept in the Grumps trash can.
What? What?
The Cookie Monster is also involved in it. And they're using the weapons. We're using the weapons of mass destruction against the kids there on Sesame Street. And so I just wanted you to be aware of that. See, you don't believe it. But let me tell you something. If I owned 95% of the media,
yeah.
I could drive that story home,
yeah.
and the whole world would believe it.
Yeah.
They would be like, I didn't even know Sesame Street was real.
Right.
If I had media power, I can drive home a made-up story and the whole world would believe it.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to get people to understand that the media is driving this this virus and this whole scenario. That's why everything's closed down. But we're going to see, because God's going to... Oh, Pastor Ben, we'll talk. Me and you will talk.
All right.
But, okay, let me read this, because Trump said on the Twitter, and he said also today in the speech, he said, we are under the attack of an unseen, hidden enemy.
Mm.
Okay? Do you think he was talking about the coronavirus?
Nope.
No. He's talking about deep state, Illuminati, one world order. We are under attack of people that we can't see. It's the same people that Kennedy was talking about when he said they are trying to subvert our way of living.
They killed him.
It's the same thing. But let me explain to you something, man, and I'm going to get off of this because the Trump is not alone. If Trump was alone, Trump would be dead by now. He's got enough people mad at him that Trump would have been plenty dead by now. But he's got a lot of people behind him, and I'm telling you right now, they don't really want to mess with him.
Right.
So we'll see what happens in this whole thing. But this is a serious war. They're talking about reset and all this stuff. It's crazy. Anyway, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in all this. We're going to save America and all this stuff. I just know God using him to slow everything down before the rapture.
That's
okay.
That's
and the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Right.
So if you hate the Illuminati and the deep state and you holding them off for me,
you're
my friend. So I'm thankful God put him in the way so we could have at least a little peace. Because if Hillary was in the thing right now, everybody would have to mandatory testing.
Yep.
Rather, if you even cough, they would say you're positive.
Yep.
And you'd have mandatory vaccines.
Yes.
And we'd be in that mess.
Amen.
So I'm just saying, sometimes we have to step back and say, God knows that the church is still in the world, and God is doing what is necessary to hold back evil until we leave.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
I believe in the Bible. I don't believe in all of this these things that are going on. And I definitely don't believe in a politician saving America. Okay?
Shalom, Afghanistan. Pastor.
Shalom, Afghanistan. Hallelujah, Afghanistan. Okay, now, I'm going to read to you this called the Gateway Pundit Report. And, man, okay, I got to slow down because the Lord says, no, read what I told him first. Now, this is what the Lord told me. Everyone is in panic about the coronavirus. Not just here in America. Not just in California, every nation, everywhere in the world is in panic right now over the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
All businesses everywhere are shut down, right? Mm-hmm. I watched two women fighting over toilet paper. And the lady should have just gave her one. She had two carts full. She just wanted one of them, but she just thought, like, I'll just reach over and grab one and pull it out for myself. And she's like, no, that's mine. And she's like, you got 20 of them. Let me have this one. And the lady grabbed her, and then her sister helped her fight, and then they're pulling it away from the lady. And I'm like, over toilet paper. I'm telling you, if you are right now, if you have canned goods galore at home, and you got more toilet paper than you can use in this lifetime, you have been had. You have been fooled, because this whole media thing has got you thinking that life is going to be impossible to live if you don't get enough toilet paper and canned goods. And it's just, I hope there's no Christians doing that.
Amen. Shalom from London.
So, shalom, London. This is what the Lord wants people to know. Now that you see it, now that you see what's going on, now do you see how much control they have over the world?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you see that now? Do you see how easy it would be to control the whole world and to set up pestilence, famines, disease in the whole world? Because they got the whole, they don't have They might be testing right now. They don't have a few cities locked down. They have the whole world locked down.
Yeah.
Okay? And so you got to see that the people that are in control of this world that are Satan worshipers can get the whole world to the point where they shut down everything.
Right.
Okay? Now, God says, this is a warning to you, just like I gave the people at Noah's time a warning.
Yeah.
Okay? The warning was, look at what's going on and realize that something is about to happen, right?
Amen.
That's what should be going on right now. But if they don't, you don't see what's going on and you don't heed, common sense should tell all of us now, they have the ability to destroy the whole world if they want it. Because right now, if they said, everybody's locked down, everybody has to be in their house by 9 o'clock or you're gonna get arrested.
Yep.
Everybody be in their house by 9 o'clock because nobody would wanna get arrested. If they say, everyone has to be tested and vaccinated before the end of the next 6 months, everybody would stand in line and go get their vaccinations so that they don't have to.
Yeah.
And then you don't know how many people would die from that. They could easily do it because right now they're showing you that they can lock down the whole world.
Yeah.
You would have to actually riot not to get your vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay? So that is the situation that could possibly happen, but the situation right now is minimal compared to what it could be. But God is showing you that it's possible and it's easy to set up, okay?
Amen.
So, this is what the Lord told me. I praise God for it too. Because like I was like, Lord, I need help. And he's like, okay, sit down. Here's what I want you to write. And this is what he gave me. He said, you who do not know me, and I'm talking to the whole world, you people in this world who do not know me, or the saving power of my son, Jesus Christ, you are not far from horror. And it says, you are not far from horror, far greater than what you're experiencing now. See how they have brought you to panic. See how much control they have over you. In a short time, that control will become more evil than you can imagine. Some of you will be beheaded. Others will starve to death, and many will be given a true virus that will kill you in moments, not days. I died so you could escape something far more deadly than the coronavirus. The day is about to close on you. You who know not my son, Jesus Christ. To the lukewarm and backslider, I say, you lied to yourself. Repent, confess, die, and live. Behold, I come quickly. The world is running out of time. And that's what the Lord gave me to write down. So, some people will take warning and accept Christ, and some people will say, you know what? Because this thing's going to ease up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you scripturally why it's got to ease up. This thing is going to ease up, and once it eases up, you know what human beings do?
Yeah.
Back to doing exactly what they were doing before the crisis happened.
Yeah.
Okay? Because of nature. Okay? But God is saying, take this as a warning, accept Christ, because something worse is coming upon the world.
Amen.
I want you to go to Luke chapter 12.
Pastor, some were concerned that if the church shut down, will you I have to be able to broadcast, and yes.
We're not shutting down unless they put the military in front of the church and demand that we can't go in the building. I'm not going to be sitting around here talking about, I'm afraid to, if somebody, while they're praising God, they might give me the virus. It's just, And I really am angry at a lot of churches that are saying, we've decided not to have any services. We're just going to do it online because, you know, we don't want people around each other. I mean, where's that faith? Where's God? Where's prayer? Where's God is greater?
Right.
Where's all of that, you know? It's amazing. Amen. But you're seeing the tip of it, right? You're in Luke chapter 12, verse 54. And this is what it says. When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, it's going to rain. And it does. And when the south wind blows, you say, it's going to be hot. And it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you do not know how to interpret the present times? So God says, you people are hypocrites. If you don't accept Jesus Christ now and change your life and come out of backsliding and come out of lukewarm lifestyle and take Jesus Christ very serious now, Jesus says, you're a hypocrite because you see what's going on right now. And you know the throughout the whole world. If you don't take heed right now and you see the signs that are going on, Jesus says you're a hypocrite. Because you can definitely tell when it's going to rain, and you will run outside and tell people it's going to rain. So can you run outside and tell people that Jesus is coming? Because
it. Right.
I just saw a video of a new company somewhere that was have everybody taking the chip. And they said, oh, we're not demanding that they do, but 95% of the company has taken the chip. So now that they can buy their stuff and they can get in the door and they can buy stuff in the cafeteria. And everybody's sitting there waiting in line at this business so that they can take the chip, okay? And we would never think that this would be even possible when me and you were growing up, Pastor Ben.
Amen.
I mean, they didn't even have computers.
Right.
When me and you were growing up. You know what I mean?
So, for this church.
Hey, Nicole looking like, that's a shame.
Pastor said they take the chip can go in, but they can't take the chip out.
Someone said that. They asked him, if the employee leaves the company, then what do you do?
It stays in.
And he says, well, we can't take it out. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, they can
I was
turn
like,
it off.
So. They can turn it off, so you just got the chip there.
Right.
Okay.
So somebody else turn it back on.
Wow. Okay. So that's what Luke says, okay? I want you to go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, listen. I know that things are going to go back to normal. You know how I know? Because when the Antichrist comes, people will be buying and selling.
Yes.
They'll just have the chip. But that means the stores are back open. You just need your chip. So they're going to reopen their businesses, okay? But your thing is to know, this is some strange biblical stuff that's going on. People taking chips, the whole world shut down because they say it might be a virus that could kill 65 million people, so we can't have anything open. And you're not taking the warning? That would be crazy. But you have to understand, he's coming. And I'm not talking about Jesus. Jesus is coming to take us out. Jesus is not coming down here. Jesus is coming to a cloud, hit the brakes and say, come up here. Okay? But the guy that you are ignoring, all of the signs that everything that's going on in the world, that person that you're ignoring, he's coming. And he's coming with a plan, okay? So let's read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It says, verse 1, concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brother, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy report or letter supposed to have come from us saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until a departure occurs.
Yes.
Not rebellion, and the word apostasia does not mean a person leaving their religion. It just means departure, okay? So it says, for that day will not come until a departure occurs. Who's departing?
Saints.
The church. And the man of lawlessness is revealed. So when the church leaves, who's coming? The man of lawlessness will be revealed. The man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and he will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshiped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. So he's coming, and it says he's going to set himself up in the temple during that time that he's here and proclaim to the world that he's God. But there's no temple now. So that means Israel, does Israel have plans on building the temple?
Oh, yes.
Is it already ready?
It's ready on.
Do you see the clouds? Okay, because I'm going to be like Jesus. I want to say, if you see the clouds and you know it's raining, why aren't you reacting? Where's your umbrella? What are you doing? Okay, because if you're ignoring God, this is not God's fault. When the rapture happens and there'll be no Noah, throw me a rope from the boat, because you can't do that.
Right.
Let's continue. It says, don't you know that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things, and now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. They're already here. But the one who is holding him back will continue to do so until he is taken away.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is here. Listen. I need to read this.
They all have their notes, Pastor.
You have your notes?
They have their notes.
Listen. We're going to finish reading this. Then we're going to read the report on the coronavirus. Because you need to know what's going on. Here we are. Okay, are we still there? Where we at? Okay. And it says, we'll continue until he is taken out of the way. So the Holy Spirit's here. He's got the church. He is living in us. He's going to deliver us to the kingdom of God. But when the Holy Spirit leaves, the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus Christ will overthrow with the breath of his mouth. So when Jesus comes, he's going to destroy him. And destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders. Listen, what is that thing that they can make you look like a real human is standing there?
Oh, hologram.
Hologram. That stuff's coming.
Yeah.
Hey, they got it planned. Matter of fact, they said after this, that's what's coming next, is that deception is coming next. And I'm saying, well, that's perfectly right on time, because we're right about March 26th. It's about the 120th year. We're close to Passover. OK, we're close to the second month and the 17th day. We're close to Pentecost. So what you're doing is right on time with what God's doing. Now, let me stop. God's like, stop. You got too much in your head. Okay, let me stop. Okay, here we go. Let's continue. Then it says, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refuse the love of the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. Okay? So when we leave, and I want everyone to hear this, The church is leaving. Okay? Why do we say it? The Bible says the church is leaving. Jesus says the church is leaving. Okay? The whole body of Christ should be looking for what? The day the church leaves. Why? Because God promised us, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am coming, right? And he said, to take you to be with me where I am. Where's Jesus? Heaven. In heaven. Church, you're leaving. Non-believers, you won't have to worry about us no more.
Right.
We won't try to witness to you.
Mm-mm.
We won't try to tell you that you're living in sin. You can be yourself.
Yeah.
And it says they perish because they refuse to believe the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to read this. I'm going to start over here. Start on this page. That beautiful page. You guys got it?
Well,
you don't have
the online
people. Oh, okay. The online people have it. Let me see if I...
We lost power before we could print up anymore.
Okay. You did?
Yeah.
All right. Here you go. You can use this one. It's from my printer, so it's not as beautiful as Pastor Ben's. Okay. All right. Sorry, Dre. I see you. Okay. It says, the facts of the coronavirus, the USA, and the world. The Gateway Pundit report yesterday, this is on the 16th, this report's from the 16th of March, okay? That the coronavirus fatality rate reported by the media was completely inaccurate, and actually, an actual rate is less than the current seasonal flu.
Uh-uh.
The media was lying again. The false reporting of the coronavirus fatalities rate of 3.4 in the media started with the statement made by the World Health Organization in early March. Here's the summary of the analysis yesterday proving the Director General's statement was very misleading and materially false. First of all, in the USA, people died of the regular flu, okay, of just the flu, was 22,000, okay, just of the flu. The people that have died of the coronavirus as of March 16th was 69 in the USA. So why are we panicking?
Right.
Okay. Worldwide, the death toll of all the people worldwide has been 6,668 as of March 16th. So if 22,000 people died of just the flu last year, why didn't we shut everything down? Okay? And now it says here, confirmed cases of just the flu, okay? Last year was 222,552. The number of people who tested for the flu was 1,073,976, okay? But they said the estimated amount of people who could have had the flu but just didn't go to the hospital and stayed home and took something and healed themselves was about 36 million, okay? So they say the death rate per case was about 10%, which was the 22,000, right? But the death rate estimation for all of them is about 1%, okay? No, 0.1%, okay? So 69 people so far on March 6th had said they died of the coronavirus, okay? The number of confirmed cases of people saying they had it in the United States was 3,806. In America, 222,000 said they had the flu, okay? So what the guy is saying here is this. The World Health Organization has estimated a mortal rate for the COVID-19 as about 3.4 percent, right? That is higher than the seasonal flu and is a cause for concern, they said. But is it because the rate for the flu is 0.1, right? They're saying 3.4. It says, but even if it is correct, that means that more than 96% of the people who get the coronavirus will recover. So if you're saying 96% of everybody who gets is going to recover, then where's the big panic? Right. So why are they shutting down businesses, the sports arenas, everything, shutting down everything for this? Is it something bigger? Yes, it is. But my wife told me to tone it back. She said, tone it back. These people listening to you, Sandy. And I said, I know. Sometimes you can know too much. Okay, go to the next page. Now watch this. Watch this, the next page. The average age of those, this is as of March 16th, the average age of those who died from the coronavirus in Italy is age 81 years old. That's the average age of the people that died of the coronavirus in Italy. This is consistent around the world. There have been no fatalities for anyone 10 or under. 21% of the people who have died from the coronavirus, 21% were 80 years old or older, okay? Worldwide, 14%. 8% was 70 to 79, 3.6% was 60 to 69, 1.3% was 50 to 59, 40 to 49 was 0.4, 30 to 39 was 0.2, and then 0.2 all the way down, okay? So we're not talking about a mass death of people just falling out all over the world. But I want you to notice something. When it was in China, they made sure the cameras were there so that you can see people fall dead, okay? Because that's where they're beginning the fear. So if you say coronavirus to somebody here, what do they think? Oh my goodness, if I got it, I'm gonna fall dead. I can imagine what the basketball player and all the celebrities thinking. You're walking in and you're saying you have it and you've seen it in China, you think, I'm just gonna fall dead. They didn't look very scared at all. One of the basketball players said, I had my stuff on, I was ready to play. And they came in and told me, I have the virus. He said, really? He said, yeah, take your uniform off, you can't play. He's like, okay.
Paycheck don't stop.
If you own 90% of the media, you can dictate to the people whatever you want to be true. You understand? A lot of people still think that a 7-foot skinny guy living in a cave in Iraq planned 9/11. A lot of people still believe that, right? But it's not true. And there's so much proof that it's not true right now that if you say it, they kind of like don't want you to talk about it because they're trying to keep this undercover as if it's some big secret that it wasn't planned by one guy living in a cave in Iraq, and he planned this whole thing. And they know. So what I'm saying is this. We're being lied to, but that's not the problem. I can tell you being lied to. What you're seeing, the truth is that they can control the whole world if they want.
Yes.
That's what you're seeing. I don't care how much truth I tell you. The fact of the matter is, you're not going to the basketball game next week, all right? And you're not going to a concert next week, and some of you don't have a church to go to right now, so you're at home watching church on TV, right? So they're showing you we can control the whole world. This is a cloud. This is a cloud in the sky for the whole world to look at and to say, oh my God, these people have too much control over us. Whole big war going on with Gates. I know everybody thinks he just stepped down. We'll talk, Pastor Ben.
Okay.
Whole big thing going on, okay? You guys don't think that there's a war going on underneath the war and people are fighting for power structures, but that's what's going on, okay? They would have loved for Donald Trump to cooperate and set up systems all around the United States and everyone get tested. You got 200 and something million people getting tested. All you had to do is say 1,000,005 of them have the coronavirus. You just have to say it.
Yeah.
They'll be like the basketball player. I didn't know. I just came in for a test.
Amen.
They're doing it. So we know that they can do it. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3.
Someone asked, Pastor, why the people in the 80s? Why are they...
For the same reason that, you know, when you're older, your immune system is not as strong as when you're younger. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm a young buck and I get the flu, I get some rest, 2 days later, I'm back on the basketball court.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're 80 and your immune system is low, it's very hard to recover from things.
Yeah.
So what naturally happens is happening, but they're making it as if, no, this big thing is what's causing it. But they're trying to let you know, most of the people that are dying are the elderly, and they're getting the flu, and they're dying of pneumonia, or they're having the flu.
Yeah. Somebody said you might need a bodyguard after this.
But... Ooh, I hope not. My wife told me, don't say nothing that's going to make you need a bodyguard. All right. You're in 2 Peter chapter 3? Let's go at verse 3. It says... First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come. I'm talking to unbelievers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You don't have to believe in Jesus. Okay? Jokic was out preaching the gospel today in New Jersey, and the police pulled up on him and said, your microphone's too loud. You can't be disturbing the peace talking about Jesus here. Okay? And he says, well, I'm here telling people about Jesus Christ and telling them to repent and to telling them, you think I should obey you, or should I, you know, do what the Lord tell me? And he says, this, I'm telling people the truth out here. And the police says, well, it's your truth. You can't put that on other people.
Hmm.
And I went, ow. That means he don't believe in Jesus at all. So he's on his way to destruction and he don't even know it. But you have to understand, whether you believe there's a rapture or not, it doesn't matter to God. He's not going to stop it from coming because you don't believe in it.
Amen.
If you don't believe in hell, he's not going to get rid of it.
Right.
Let's continue. Okay. It says, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is the coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately, okay, not that they don't know, they know it was a flood. The whole world knows there was a flood. They deliberately forget that long ago, by God's words, the heaven exists and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also the world of that time was deluded and destroyed. Same word, the present heaven and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. That would scare me right there. I would walk the aisle and get baptized right now. And it says, but do not forget this one thing, dear friend. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. As of 2017, it was the 6,000th year. You are on the early morning on the third day after Christ. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness, because some of us want that rapture to happen last year.
Right.
He said he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish. But everyone to come to repentance. Listen to this. But the day of the Lord will come.
Yes.
Okay, so if you're a man and you're at home and you've got your family, you got your wife, you got your kids, you don't go to church, you don't believe in Jesus, You're not protecting anything in that house.
Amen.
Because what you're doing is telling God, the person that created you and the earth and the sun that shines on your head, that you don't exist or you're not worth my time. And so I'm saying judgment is coming for a reason. Understand? But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to be holy and godly. You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed his coming. The day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt with heat. But in keeping with the promise of God, right? We are looking for a new heaven and a new earth, the home of the righteous. So the righteous are covered. If you have Jesus Christ in your life and you're living for Jesus, if you're living lukewarm, unrepentant, you're living backslidden, unrepentant, I say step outside or go to the supermarket and pick up some rice. So I went to 4 stores yesterday, okay, and I couldn't find a bag of rice. One, okay? And so I looked and I said, wow, this looks like a cloud. Mm-hmm. We saw this in movies.
Yep.
We've never seen this for real. You're seeing this and God is showing you, and what we read last week from the book of Jasher, what we read last week, how 7 days before God caused these earthquakes to happen and caused this darkness to come upon the land, yeah, as they went into the ark for 7 days. And it said God did this hoping,
yes,
that some of the people during the 7 days would repent. And he said, but after 7 days, even though he sent an earthquake and he darkened the cloud while Noah was in, he said, still no one repented.
Oh, wow.
But soon as it started raining and it became too much, they ran to the ark and they said, Noah, let us in. Open the door. He's like, I didn't close that door. God did. I don't even have a key. He didn't say that, but I'm sure it went something like that. But he told them, aren't you the same people that told me there was no God? And didn't I preach this to you for 120 years? And now you're telling me that you want to believe now and you want to repent? It already started raining.
Daniel, 10 minutes, Pastor.
Praise God. Let's go to Revelation chapter 6. Tomorrow, we're going to break down the fact that as of March 26, you're going to be in the 120th year. Because you need to know and understand that the scripture says you don't have a lot of time. Okay? I don't want you to believe because the rapture is coming. I want you to believe because someone died on the cross for your sins. That's what Jesus wrote. He said, because you don't believe, he's like, I died on the cross so that you can escape what's coming. That's why he died, so you can escape what's coming.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 6. It says, I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the 7 seals. Then I heard one of the 4 living creatures say in a voice like thunder, come. And I looked, and there before me was a white horse, and its rider held a bow, which is a covenant. And he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. When the Antichrist comes, he's coming, what? Bent on conquest. He's coming on a white horse with a crown because he wants you to believe what? He's Jesus. Now, God told me as I read this today, stop, listen to me. He's coming with a covenant, and he's coming as Christ. Why? Because after the rapture, the people need a covenant and they need Christ. The Antichrist knows that after the church leaves, a lot of crazy stuff is going to go on. But if he sends the right person to the earth with a covenant, telling the world that he is the Christ, you will believe him. That's the delusion. Because you're going to want to break. 6 months of killing, wars. They're going to attack Israel as soon as we leave. And you think they're going to waste the good vaccines that they've already spent so much money on? No, for that 6 months, you're going to see some horrors. OK, but God died so you can escape this. You don't have to be a part of this. God died so you can escape it. But you can experience it if you want to. OK, but the Lord told me to stop right here, because when I read this, I'm not reading it in the context that God wrote it. The reason he's coming, that's what you want to know. Why is a guy coming on a white horse with a crown, pretending that he's God with a covenant? Because the people are going to need it, and they need somebody to save them. And now he's there to save them. And now they're going to believe he's Christ. But is he Christ? No, you don't see the real Christ in Revelation 19. And he's on a white horse, but on his name, on his leg, is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's the real Christ. Yeah. You're about to get a pseudo Christ after the church leaves, because you won't believe in Jesus. After the church leaves, you're about to get a pseudo Christ. And then once you get that pseudo Christ and you see him lock down the world and you see that there's no food. I watched a movie called Mr. Jones about Joseph Stalin, how he starved to death. What's the nation, Drea? Ukraine. He starved 3,900,000 people to death. One man took all of the resources of a nation, took everything out of there and put the people in slavery and starved them to death. 3,900,000 people died of starvation under Joseph Stalin. And you wonder why him and Hitler got along so good. I'm just saying, look, the time that you are not thinking about is close at hand. And if you don't weigh the balance of how important Christ is, you'll miss it, and that day will close upon you, and it's coming upon the whole world, the scripture says.
Yeah.
Okay, how much time I got, Pastor Ben?
5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay. It says, when the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. And another horse came, a fiery red one, and it was given the power to do what? Take peace from the earth. Now, I believe that's the middle of the tribulation. You know why? Because you can't take peace unless there is peace. So he comes and he gave you a covenant of peace, but now he's coming and he's taking it. Now there's all out war. Then the next scripture said the next horse introduced pestilence, famines, and disease and war until Christ returned and rescued Israel. This is what Jesus died so that you don't have to live through or try to live through. Some of you are stressed out over just this.
Right.
Fighting, fist fight in a supermarket over a 6-pack of toilet paper. And you think humans are going to act civilized when all this is going on? I'm telling you, take God's advice and escape. Revelation chapter 13, and we're finishing. And it says here in verse 16, he also forced everyone, small, great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark in his right hand or in his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast and the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. His number is 666. When they started making the chip, I think it was about 2006, Pastor Ben, when we were ministering. We almost jumped out of our chair. We was like, what? RFID, what? Nobody will do that. They know it's in the Bible. They know it's of Satan. Nobody will take it. I'm watching a video and they're standing in line at a company waiting to get their chip. God knows. God knows. People are survivalists. You're going to do what's needed to survive. And Satan knows that you're a survivalist. And he's going to give you what you need to survive. Tom Horn said last week, we have discovered that if anyone takes the chip, it will change their DNA. I said, wow, he's there. Because we've been talking about that since 2011, recombinant DNA technology. They don't just want to give you the chip. They want to ruin the fact that you're even human and you can even get saved. That's why the scripture says, if anyone takes the chip, you cannot be saved. So we're at the end here. Ooh. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the 120 years. Okay? Because that needs to be clarified. What has happened since 1900? What has happened in the world? And did God really count every year in the book of Psalms? The 120th year. It's a very poetic thing that God did, because not only does he count the 120 years in the Psalms, when he gets to Psalms 120, it's called the Psalm of Mi'alah, or going up, ascending, right? And not only is it the song of ascending, the next 15 Psalms are the Psalms of ascending, which is the priesthood taking 15 steps to go up to the temple so they can praise God. So poetically, they're going up to tabernacle, and they only do it at tabernacles. They're going up the tabernacle with God. So you see the poetry, what God has done? Jesus said, I came down and tabernacled with you, but when I come and rapture you, you're coming up to tabernacle with me. And we're going to look at that tomorrow. Let's praise God. Yeah. And keep praying for what's going on, because I just believe it's going to ease up. And I believe also that there's a lot going on. I'll talk to you, Pastor Ben.
Amen.
If whatever they're planning, this is what, you didn't turn that off, did you, Pastor Ben?
No, I'm sure.
They think, this is what they think, you guys, that President Trump is going to overthrow the Illuminatis and reset the economy. And once he resets the economy, he's going to cancel all debt, and he's going to reset the economy, and then everybody's going to get a brand new start, and then we're going to make America great again.
Who thinks that?
Okay. This is what I think. There won't be an election. You're not overcoming the Illuminati, because the scripture says that everybody will worship the beast.
Yes.
Okay? So he's not going to overcome the Illuminati, and he's not going to overcome the beast, and he's not going to do all these things that you said he's going to do. He's not going to do this, because if he did that and he brought peace, that means the Bible is wrong.
Right.
Because the Bible says the Antichrist is coming, and what else? And the whole world will worship the beast.
Yes.
And he will force them to take the chip. So somebody's coming that's going to do it, unless the word is wrong and your hopes are right. I think your hopes are good, because the only thing standing between us and the enemy is Trump. So thank God for him. Mm-hmm. Just hold him back till we get out of here.
Right.
All right. In Jesus' name. Let's see you tomorrow.
Amen.
All right.
Huh?